Well, that's something that we pride ourselves on, and we work on it extremely hard. And early in the season, it was kind of different because we didn't get any in the first game, and I was like, oh, this isn't good. But, yeah, they've come along, and they're starting to do the things that, you know, we need them to do. And they came in critical times last week. Nick Horn got the interception in a big time in the game, and then we turned right around and got the fumble back. And so it was really good.
SEMO next on the road, primetimer on Saturday. What's Southeast Missouri bring, Coach?
Well, they're just a really solid ball club. You know, they remind me a lot of us last year in the fact that they're 0-3 in preseason or non-conference season. They won their first conference game, and they're just very solid. They have a transfer quarterback this year, and but they have a little scat back running back that was there last year. Tremaine McCullough, really good player. They're good on the outside. Their offensive line's very solid. So offensively, they're very solid. And then defensively, it's kind of where they hang their hat. They're really big up front. They run to the ball extremely well. They're very well coached. And they got a good kicker and a good punter. So they really don't have a ton of weaknesses. They've just taken a little bit of time to kind of come together this year, and then they went down and beat Murray State at Murray State, 17-16 last weekend. Had to come from behind to win it, and so when they won that close game, they got a little confidence going about them, and so we've got our hands full. We go down to Cape Girardeau. Should be a good night.
Okay. Are we healthy?
Well, we're getting better. You know, you're never, this time of year, you're never really healthy. It's just, you know, who's more banged up than anybody else. But we're getting better, and I think by the time we get to Saturday, I think we'll be, you know, pretty much going on all cylinders.
All right, pal. Well, best of luck. Safe travels.
All right, thank you.
See you, Coach. EIU football coach Kim Dameron and the EIU Panthers heading to Southeast Missouri. The Panthers, by the way, are now number 13 in the latest FCS rankings following their third straight victory.